So you think those are your thoughts, huh? So you think those are your thoughts. You think those are your dreams and your goals and your ambitions, huh? Let's say you got as rich. Let's say you did get as rich as Elon Musk. Let's say you attain that. Then what would you do? What would you do? You would think like him. You would start to think like him. You would hang out with the people like him, and y'all would start to think alike. It's part of the process. The singularity's pretty much always been here. Because the singularity is Jesus. And Jesus is the Christ. And there's always an Antichrist. And it's always been here. Every day is the Antichrist. The system. Down here. Now there's some salt and light down here in the saints. The saints are the salt and the light. The saints are the salt and the light. In a dark place. Think about it. What does salt do? It cleanses the wound. So this place is dirty. What does light do? It brings light to the darkness. So this place is dark. Without the sun, it's just dark, right? S-U-N points to the S-O-N. It's not a coincidence that sun, S-U-N, sounds like S-O-N. It's the same. When you have a son or a daughter, it's a offspring, right? There's no coinkydinks in this place. There's no coincidences. When you start to see through this simulated training program, the storyline around you kind of goes into drama and chaos, because if you keep focused, you'll see past this place. If you stay focused, you'll see past this place. The signs are everywhere. But what happens is, when you start to focus, your spouse or your kids or your parents or your job or your news or your media or the wars and the rumors of wars, all this stuff starts to happen to get you distracted from seeking the truth, you know? Just like Neo, they had a bunch of gatekeepers. Neo was looking for the truth, right? And Trinity said, follow the white rabbit, right? Follow the white rabbit. And there's people around you that are taken captive to keep you from waking up to the fact that it's a simulated training program. It repeats every day. The Bible says there's nothing new under the sun, right? There's nothing new under the sun. It just repeats. What was before shall be. What shall be has been. That should tell you. Here's another thing that should tell you. There's going to be a new heaven and new earth. So this place is going to be renovated by fire. And then there's going to be a new heaven and new earth. So if this place can be renovated, there's a new heaven. This is temporary. That means it's temporal. It's in time. And what happens inside time? Everything just cycles and repeats. What's the purpose of time? Well, what is time? It's a cycle. The woman has a cycle. Why does she have a cycle? So she can birth a baby. And also, I think it does a cleansing for her. She can birth a baby in that cycle. So you're being birthed in the cycle of time. Everything just repeats over and 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 over again. It just reboots every day. It just reboots. The same things have been said 1,000 times. You've already heard it all. There's no new guru. There's no new saying. It's already been said. Proverbs, Psalms, Old Testament. It's already been said. New Testament. Every time we say, well, who discovered calculus? They say, well, the Greeks. And then they'll say, no, wait a minute. We found out they knew calculus over there, and the Muslims had calculus. And they say, wait a minute. The Sumerians had calculus. It was just different shape, different form. There's people that they kind of squash that might have. There was one guy in Russia who solved a math problem. He sent it to somebody, one of the top mathematicians, and they said, well, come over here. He said, no, I'm going to stay where I'm at. I don't want the fame. He solved the math problem that nobody could solve, and he didn't want to be in the limelight, you know. But he solved the math problem. If the truth was known, Einstein probably stole the formula from somebody else and took credit for it, you know. The signs are everywhere. There's no new alphabet. There's no new, I mean, you can't add, you got A to Z, right? Alpha and Omega. Try to add another letter after Z. You can't do it. They won't let you. The universe won't let you. Alpha and Omega. The beginning and the end. Jesus is the beginning and the end. So if the beginning and the end are the same, there's no space and time. Jesus is the beginning and the end. So there's no space and time. So everything's a projection. It's a typology. It's a shadow. It's a holographic fractal projection. If Jesus is the A and the Z, the Alpha and the Omega, then how can the beginning and the end be the same? He said he's the beginning and the end. The same yesterday, today, and forever. So if Jesus is the same every day, every moment of every day, then what are you experiencing down here that looks like? It looks like something new, but then when you really focus on whatever it is, I don't care what it is, whatever you focus on, you'll see that it's already repeated 1,000 times. We're going to start a new system. Anytime a new boss comes in, they say, well, we're going to do it different. And it ends up being the same. How many times have you had a new leader come in and they say, we're going to change this, and it ends up the same? And a lot of times these people get fired. The higher ups brought them in to see what they could learn from them, really, to be honest with you, see if they had anything new. They didn't have nothing new. Nothing new. What am I trying to tell you? I'm trying to tell you something. I'm trying to tell you something. Your thoughts are not your own. There's no new thought. There's nothing new. It's being revealed. That's all. The revelation of Jesus is happening. The singularity is a revelation of Jesus. Dark matter is a revelation of Jesus. Quantum physics is a revelation of Jesus. Electric cars is a revelation of Jesus. It's all revealing Jesus. It's all revealing Jesus. Everything's a revealing. When you take an orange or any kind of an onion or any kind of fruit, you peel back the layers till you get to the core. It's all about revealing, revealing Jesus, revealing the truth. Revealing that the singularity is Jesus. Revealing that He holds it all together. Revealing that He spoke it all into existence. By Him all things consist. C-O-N-S-I-S-T. The body of Christ. By Jesus, J-E is Jehovah. S is integration, us. By Jesus, all things. T-H is the ether, I-N-G. N-G, G is Golgotha, it is finished. Number 7, in Jesus, all things consist. He holds it all together. Consist, C-O-N-S-I-S-T, the body of Christ. Together, to get heirs. T-O-G-E-T H-E-R H-E-I-R Fishers of men. What is your role? What is your purpose down here? You're fishing. Every day is a fishing journey. You're going fishing, whether you know it or not. You're fishing for food. You're fishing for souls. You're fishing for knowledge. You're fishing for a better job, more money, more pay. You're fishing for a sale. You're fishing for a break. Everything's about fishing down here. It's a copy machine. If you want to really learn to fish, start some patterns. Create some patterns. You can tell people that you saw the Shekinah glory, a light creature, a light, a manifestation from the other realm, from the 5D. You can tell people that and they won't believe it. But you see it in the Old Testament, the Jewish, the Shekinah glory appeared, you know. And the rabbis, I don't even know if you want to call them that back then. I forget. The priest class back then knew things that the common man didn't know. The common man just thinks it's all about eating and sleeping and making babies and going to work, eat, sleep, make babies. Going to work, eat, sleep. That's what the common man, the base nature creature, just that's what they think it's about. Eat, sleep, make some babies. Go to work, eat, sleep, make babies. Go to work, eat. They think, watch some TV, get drunk, do some. You tell the common man you need to fast. They can't fast. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That you think they're going to go without food? I knew when I first got saved, I would fast just to understand the Bible. I would go into fasting. I would skip a meal or two to understand Ephesians and Colossians. I would say, Lord, what does this mean? Because all these different preachers were saying different things. So I went directly to Him, and I was fasting to know the truth. I was fasting and praying to see past all the noise, the Pentecostals, the Methodists, the Baptists, the Anabaptists, the Free Will Baptists, the snake handlers. Here's what's funny. Once you get your doctrine, once you see past this thing, where did these people go? There was a time when I had Pentecostals always trying to get me to go to their church. I had all kinds of people going, say, come to my church. Where you at now? That's how you know it's a simulation, because Who were, I didn't even know some of these people. They just pop out of nowhere. They might be at work. You got to come to my church. You got to come to my church. They don't do that anymore. Who were these people? Who were these actors that would try to pull me into their church? Now they don't do it. Why? Because the spirit realm knows I see through it. And if I go to their church, I'm going to expose the legalism and the emotionalism and the traditionalism. They'll kick me right out because I see through it. It's all outward show. Any kind of organization turns into a cult. Any kind of meeting in a building turns into a cult. They start to worship the building, you know? It's really a trip, to be honest with you. Any kind of system down here turns into a cult. People, I'm not saying everybody worships the cult, but people end up worshiping the cult. It blows your mind. I mean, and it wasn't intentional to turn it into a cult, but it turns into a cult. Have you noticed people say, well, they'll go to somebody and they'll say, so they join a church and they say, you got to come to my church. You got to come over to my church. We got the greatest church in town. Our church is the greatest. You got to come visit. You got to come here. What are they worshiping? They're worshiping the pastor or the leadership in that church. They're worshiping the building. They're worshiping their little 2x4 sheetrock building. They want you to come join. They don't tell you about Jesus. They're saying, come to my church. Don't they just say, trust in Jesus? But they try to pull you in, just like Amway. You got to join Amway. How does Amway pull people in? Greed. They throw that, we're going to create a pyramid scheme, but we're going to hide it and cloak it and call it a business where you buy stuff, but it's really a pyramid scheme, but it's cloaked like it's a business to buy and sell, you know. It's really a pyramid scheme, but they pull you in because if you get all these people underneath you to join, you'll be getting all these premiums, and so then as you rise up, you gotta go to the meetings, you gotta pay the dues. It's kind of like joining a no different than joining a labor union, you know. Labor union. It's really a trip, to be honest with you. I'm not attacking anybody or any church. They're doing the best they can, but when you wake up to it, because no matter what you create, you could create a website, and let's say it grew and people turn it into a cult. Anything that grows, it usually turns into a cult. The actors know this. Why do people worship these actors and these musicians? Most of the music and the acting is not even, it's like snippets. It's all fake. It's snippets. Wake up. The only way some people are going to wake up is we have a nuclear war and everything is destroyed and they're just out trying to survive. Yeah, I vote Republican, but the Republicans got problems just like everybody else. Yeah, I enjoy my freedom here, if you want to call it that, look around you. Do you really want to be around some of the news you see, some of the people you see? And even if you create your own community, people are going to sneak in to spy out your liberty and try to destroy it. It's a trap. It's a trap. and takes you a lifetime to see it. Most people never see it. They go to their deathbed and don't see it. The inflation, the debt money system, it's always to put you more in debt and more in debt, more in debt. Refinance your house, pay off this and go into debt.
It's really a joke when you wake up to it.
And it's not just America, it's the whole world. No matter what nation. It's the same.